Happy birthday to you. Bill.
What?
You've got the wrong holiday.
I do. Wait a minute.
We're doing a Mother's Day special.
That's right. Our characters, Bill and Matt, who are also broadcasters, in our landmark theater video this month. It's day two today, and we're going to continue with Bill and Matt. They're in the studio telling stories about their mothers. And they're going to have some people call in today with their own stories. So with that in mind, why don't we go ahead and take a look at the first part of today's article.
Bill and Matt are in the studio doing a live broadcast of their radio show. Matt is just finishing telling his story about his mother.
So, after the stitches came out, I was miserable for about a week, but I knew I'd never do that again. That's what I remember best about my mom.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that with us, Matt. Oh, your story was disturbing, yet somehow touching.
Thanks. All right, now we're going to open the phone lines and let our callers share any special stories they might have about their own moms.
Studio engineer nods his head to Matt and Bill as he presses the button to let the first call through.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to order 2 large pepperoni pizzas and a bucket of chicken wings.
Caller? I think you have the wrong number.
Isn't this Guido's Pizza Parlor?
No, this is a live radio show. We're doing our Mother's Day special.
Mother's Day? Oh my goodness, I've forgotten about Mother's Day.
Well, it's just...
I'm such a terrible son. How could I forget?
Now these things happen. Don't worry about it.
After all the wonderful things my mother did for me, how could I be so thoughtless? I could kick myself.
It's not that bad. You still have time to send her some flowers or call her.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear from you. Okay, so this first person they got here on that show isn't really what they were expecting.
That's right, but first, you're forgetting to talk about my story, or Matt's story, about when my stitches came out. And you know, it doesn't really talk about what happened here, but something crazy must have happened, because when we have stitches, that means we've cut something open and we have to sew it together.
Something on your body has been cut open, because stitches hold your skin back together. So it sounds like you're telling this great and strange story. Everyone in the video is looking at you like you're kind of weird and like they're kind of uncomfortable. But you say that you were miserable for about a week after the stitches came out. So this really must have been something bad that happened to you. Because when you're miserable, well, you're really not happy at all.
And you know, like you said yesterday when Bill shared his story in the conversation, Bill, you told the listeners that it's not really your story. Well, this isn't mine either, because, well, it sounds like maybe his mother is very, very strict, because he says, I knew never to do that again. So maybe his mom caused him to get stitches.
But anyway, Bill next says, thanks for sharing that with us, Matt. And you know, listeners, listen to how he does that on the video and watch him. You can tell that he's not really serious. When he says thanks, he doesn't mean it. He even thought that the story was disturbing, yet somehow touching. And I kind of like the difference between those two things.
That's right. Well, I think touching is because, well, it's a story about Mother's Day, and we're trying to keep the theme positive. But he also says the story was disturbing, which means he kind of felt really uncomfortable listening to Matt's story, because it was a bit strange. He got stitches, maybe from his mom, and that's what he remembers.
Right, when you feel disturbed, you're uncomfortable, you're kind of filled with anxiety. But they're going to continue now to actually take some calls. They say they want to open the phone lines, and that means let people call in. And who's the first person that calls?
Well, It's some weird man who speaks with a country accent, and I like what they say to him. They say, "Hello, caller, you're on the air." Now, this is what we'll always hear normally when we call a radio station and get to talk on the air. It just means you're on, you're live, you're talking to everyone. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
You know, Matt, I really love being in the air.
What? What are you talking about?
You know, being on the radio, when we're in the studio and the sign lights up to tell us that we're in the air. It's very exciting.
Take another look at the sign, Anne.
What? Oops. On the air. Hey, who changed the sign?
Nobody changed the sign. It's always said on the air. If a program is on the air, a TV or radio station is broadcasting it to the public at that moment. My favorite show comes on the air at 7 p.m. Right now, we are on the air.
On the air 表示节目正在进行，可以透过收音机或电视收听或收看。例如 ,The President will be on the air at 9 o'clock. 总统9点钟时会全国广播。So what does in the air mean then?
Well, there are many ways to use this phrase. If you feel something is in the air, you feel it all around you. If the weather is getting warmer, the birds are singing, and new flowers are blooming, you can say spring is in the air.
Something is in the air, 意思就是周遭洋溢着某种气息或氛围。前几天我们读到 Mike 在喀什米尔时说 I felt a sense of tranquility in the air. Mike 感受到四周宁静的氛围。
See you next time!
好, right, we're back. Well, that first caller then says that he wants to order...Two large pepperoni pizzas and a bucket of chicken wings.
Well, I think he's got the wrong number because their first caller, well, I think he has the wrong number.
Right, he's a strange person. In fact, that's what your character says. I think you have the wrong number. When you tell someone they have the wrong number, it means they called your number by mistake. Okay, well, the rest of this conversation with the caller is just...pretty funny. They're trying to get him to get off the phone line because he wants to order a pizza. But then he starts talking about his mom. He says his mom did wonderful things for him, and he says he could kick himself. Have you ever kicked yourself, Matt?
Well, it's kind of difficult because I would have to reach my leg around backwards and kick myself in the butt.
That's right. It's what it means. But the idea is you do want to give yourself that kick because you realize you've made a mistake.
That's right, but Matt tried to make him feel better and tell him there's still time to do something nice for your mother. And one of those things is just to call her. Mothers just want the simple gifts. And that's why Bill says, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear from you. Because when you're thrilled, it means you're super duper happy. Like going down a roller coaster. It's a thrilling feeling. Well, that's the reaction your mom will get if you remember Mother's Day.
So calling your mom on Mother's Day is kind of like sending her on a roller coaster ride. That's a great analogy. Okay, listeners, there's the first half of today's article. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne.昨天在节目最后的时候呢 ,Bill 提到他的母亲。那么今天呢要轮到 Matt 来回忆他跟母亲之间的互动了。Matt 他说 ,So after the stitches came out, I was miserable for about a week.当我们身体有任何的部分被切伤或者是割伤的时候，如果 you cut part of your skin 或者是 body open, you have to sew it, 必须要把它缝起来。Sew 这个动词是 S-E-W。缝过之后呢要拆线，这里的 the stitches came out 也就是拆过线之后呢 I 指的是 Matt 啊，他说他难过了一个礼拜，接着他说 But I knew I never do that again. That's what I remember best about my mom. 要他回忆起妈妈，可是他讲的故事呢怪怪的，也难怪 Bill 还有 the studio engineer 也就是录音师呢 are looking very oddly at Matt 难怪他们两个人都用非常奇异的眼光看着 Matt， 而且 Bill 呢，为了应付他，只好说 Your story was disturbing, yet somehow touching. Matt 似乎有一点状况外，他还谢谢 Bill。接着他说 Now we're going to open the phone lines, 也就是开放电话。开放电话之后呢 ,that our callers share any special stories. Let 是一个实义动词，所以后面这个 share 呢要用原形，让打电话进来的人分享他们的特殊故事。Story 后面有一个子句形容这些故事是 they might have about their own moms, 也就是他们跟妈妈之间的一些特殊故事。他们接听第一通电话， Bill 说 Hello caller, you're on the air. On the air 这个片语呢是表示呢在空中播出，你正在线上。可是打电话的人呢居然要订 pizza 还有鸡翅，所以 Matt 对他说I think you have the wrong number. 当别人打错电话号码的时候呢，你可以说哦，你打错了，英文就是 you have the wrong number. 那么这个打电话的人呢还不死心，因为 Bill 他制作这个节目是希望给母亲作为母亲节的礼物的，所以他有点不高兴，他对打电话的人说 We are doing our Mother's Day special. 听到 Mother's Day， 打电话进来的人呢感到有一点担心了，因为他说 I've forgotten about Mother's Day. 此外他还提到 How could I be so thoughtless? Thoughtless 呢是表示不体贴不仔细的，相反词呢是 thoughtful， 字尾加上 ful。 I could kick myself， 意思就是表示呢我真该揍啊。说着说着这个打电话进来的人还哭了起来， Matt 呢只好安慰他说 You still have time to send her some flowers or call her. 那么 Bill 呢也补充说 Yeah, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear from you. To hear from 某人呢就是听到某人的声音或者是接到某人的讯息，如果你打电话给妈妈的话，我相信她一定会非常的兴奋的。
Okay, we're going to take another short break now. We'll be right back in a moment with more Landmark English. Welcome back to Landmark English, everyone. This is Bill. Matt and I are in the studio looking at day two of our Landmark Theater unit. It's live from Taipei. It's almost Mother's Day. So let's take a look at the second half of the article and find out what their next caller will say about his mother.
Bill motions to the studio engineer to end the call. The studio engineer looks startled and presses a button.
Okay, next caller. What special story do you want to share?
Dude, can I speak to Mabel, please?
Mabel? There is no Mabel in the studio, sir.
Well, can you tell her I'm gonna be late?
Sir, you're calling a live radio show.
Really, dude?Mabel works for a radio station?
This is priceless.
Well, let's see who else we have. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I think people need to do a better job recycling and...
Sorry for the interruption, ma'am, but this is our Mother's Day show.
And they should try to use less electricity.
We all care about the environment, ma'am.But this is our Mother's Day special.
You just listen to me, young man.
Well, somebody needs to chill out. Remember, folks, this is a live show about Mother's Day. It's not a platform to blow off steam, so please try to be nice.
Well, you know how things are. Anyway, let's see who else we've got.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Is everything okay?
Caller, would you like to share your story?
Hello,
I'd like to order 2 large pepperoni pizza and a bucket of chicken wings.
Bill shakes his head back and forth, then buries his face in his hands. Dedicated, with love, to all our mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Aw, what a nice way to end the radio show there, Matt. You and I did a great job with a couple of really strange people that called in there.
Yeah, those were strange people.
Now, here in the second half, of course, we had this next caller, and, you know, he said something interesting. He said, dude, and then he said, can I speak to Mabel? What does dude mean?
Dude just means, like, friend. When you talk to somebody you know or that you're friends with, you call them dude. When I see somebody, I can say, hey, dude, how are you?
Right, it's something younger people usually say, not maybe adults or maybe someone who'd call into a radio show expecting to talk about their mom. Well, anyway, the guy asks for Mabel, and my character says there's no Mabel in the studio. It's really funny, because this guy just does not understand. He even continues to talk about